This is KNBA News. I'm Trip Krause. In Ukiavik, spring whaling is still about 2 months away, but preparations are already in high gear. Alaska's Energy Desk reporter Ravenna Koenig looks into how caribou tendons become the traditional thread called evalu that sews together sealskin boats used in whaling.
Diana Martin is the first to arrive at the Inupiat Heritage Center for an evalu workshop that will be going on most of the day.
I have my sinews on the floor because they need to stay cool.
So you've got a plastic bag, and what is that?
It's caribou tendons. They need to be splitted, prepared to make strands.
The work actually started months ago, collecting tendons from family members who brought home caribou. Then they had to be dried outside in the cold for several weeks. Now, they almost look like stalks of a plant, beige and kind of stringy. They crunch when you split them apart. After they're split, the strands will be braided into thread. This whole process takes a ton of time and energy. One skin boat can require over 50 tendons, and some years, there are a lot of boats to make thread for.
At one time, there were 17 that were sewn in one spring.
Five of Martin's 12 siblings are whaling captains, so for the past two decades, she's had her hands full almost every year making sinew thread for their skin boats. She also lends a hand to other captains when they ask her. She's one of the teachers at today's workshop.
Hi, Nancy. Hi.
Nobody. The other is Nancy Levitt, an elder and a whaling captain's wife. Yeah. Workshops like this one have been held for the past few years to teach those who are interested how to make the thread.
We learn how to split the sinew. We learn how to clean it for the ladies who would like to learn.
Levitt says the splitting stage is especially difficult because the tendons are tough. Sometimes it takes two people to pull them apart.
It builds up your muscles. It's like you go to the gym, except your arms work a lot and your feet work a lot.
How do your feet work?
Like this?
Levitt steps on one part of the tendon and uses her arms to work on splitting a part of it away. She actually enjoys the work, in part because it's so all-consuming.
Everything just falls into place. The problems, the stress, the thoughts you have, most of them just disappear.
And all of the effort pays off when whaling crews get home safely with a new season of whale to feed the community. From Alaska's Energy Desk, I'm Ravenna Koenig in Utqiagvik.
You can read this story and more at kmba.org/news. In Anchorage, I'm Trip Krause.